see it.
Welcome to the Uncle Hack Podcast, where dudes pretty much just talk dude shit.
Oh boy, it is time for another episode of the Uncle Hack Podcast. Welcome back, everybody. It's been a lovely little time on the road. We spent some time in Saskatchewan, southern Alberta, and central Alberta on top of it. But where are we going next? February 10th, we are in Drumheller, Alberta. February 17th, Grand Forks, BC. February 18th, Castlegar, BC. February 25th, Big Dog makes his return back home to Lethbridge, Alberta. Close enough to Tabor. All right. March 17th, Hinton, Alberta. March 18th, Edson, Alberta. March 26th, Danger Room North at the Comic Strip in Edmonton, Alberta. April 2nd, we head to Vancouver, ladies and gentlemen. Things could get snaky. I could get, the only thing I might get harpooned by a used heroin needle, or possibly get barked at by a furry, a they-them furry. Do I want that to happen? Yes. I want both those events to occur. It's a story to tell. You know what I mean? I come back on this podcast and I start talking about, you're not going to believe how I got HIV. You are not going to believe how I got it. Walking down East Hastings Street, just trying to enjoy a coffee. Next thing you know, I got this, I can't even tell its ethnicity because of the dirt and grime and smudge and natted, nappy hair. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, he's throwing syringes like they're fucking darts. Like we're at dart tournament over in the UK. 340, whatever the fuck it is. Now, I get to walk the earth with a disease that we don't know is curable or not. What an interesting turn of events. Maybe that'll put a spark up under my ass to really make something of myself. Wouldn't that be nice? Maybe that's all you need in life. You know, some tragic, horrific event to take place. And speaking of that, we're going to talk about a few things. First off, I seen this. This is in the United Kingdom on items you can legally defend yourself with. This is going to be a fun one. Buckle up. And then the CRA, the Canadian Revenue Agency, refuses to look into all the money that was improperly handed out to these businesses. It would be too much effort to try and accumulate the $15 billion that companies took during the pandemic. $15 billion. Sounds like some Dr. Evil shit. Oof. But our first little adventure that we're going to go on, I'll read this out to you as always with my lovely reading skills. Let's get this over here. Come on, you cocksucker. There we go. Now, this was posted. I follow it. As you see at the bottom, there is a little a logo posted in Conspiracy Theory on Reddit. I love that Reddit thread. That's where I get my news these days. That's where I like to stay up to speed. What are the people talking about? You know what I mean? How gay are the frogs from the fertilizer in the water? That's what I'm trying to learn these days. I can't flip on the news and consciously sit there and consume the information that they're giving to me anymore because it just feels like bullshit. There's no fun to it. There's no zip. There's no za. You know what I mean? It's today on the LRT system, a woman rode the whole thing for 7 hours until somebody realized she was dead, which is a true story that took place here in Edmonton. How does that happen? You know, how does that happen? First off, you know, a society is crumbling when everybody's hooked on opioids. you know, Chinese imported opioids. They're really winning the war. They are decimating us right now. They fly a fucking balloon over the whole country, supposedly. And nobody noticed. A whole fucking balloon. There was a Chinese guy tied to it. This they reenacted the movie Up to get counterintelligence on the West. Isn't that incredible? You know, instead of some old white guy floating in the sky, it was Ling Ling with a Huawei 7. I don't know what how they model their phones, but they had a Huawei phone running off of Telus Towers. Is that illegal? We don't know. But I'll tell you what, they got the job done. A fucking hot air balloon or whatever it was. A fucking balloon. We are about to storm into a, you know, World War III, which could be possibly be the end of civilization as we know it. The earth is going to be fine. Without us, it'd probably be better. It would be better off. So with us killing each other over balloons floating over the countryside, that's the ending we need. It was never meant to be like, oh, Ukraine, Russia, you know. Did we ever think that the end of the world was coming when the U.S. invaded the Middle East? No, not even a little bit. You know what I, not even for a split second were we thinking like, oh, they got nuclear weapons and this is not like an area you look at and you think like this is an imminent threat to, you know, civilization. Now, maybe a few buildings and planes, but never like all of humanity was never at risk, you know, from a group that believes blowing themselves up on a bridge is warfare. You know what I mean? Like when you have a calculated army like the Russian army and then you have NATO backing Ukraine, now this is the chemistry needed to possibly decimate us, right? We're it's doom and gloom, you know. But a balloon, this is what I'm getting at. A fucking balloon in Montana. A gender reveal party gone bad. We found out, you know, when they blew that up, all I could think is, oh, they're having a white baby. Congrats. There we go. 7 minutes into the show. That's all it took. We're back. You know, we're always knocking on the door of something, you know, always knocking on the door of something. Oh boy. Anyways. Hey, but don't worry out there, folks. It's not that bad, you know? You could be Jewish. Like my old buddy Nick, you know? And my old buddy Nick McQuick, bolting around the world as a Jew. I look at him and I just think to myself, boy, oh boy, it must be tough. There we go. That'll get us removed off the internet. AI technology cannot understand sarcasm. So this has been a fun ride. Anyways, yes, I spent a lot of time in the conspiracy theory Reddit thread, and I enjoy myself in there. And this was posted the other day, and I couldn't help but, you know, not only be concerned, but also have a bit of a giggle. Okay, I'll read this out to you. Okay, question 589. Now, keep in mind, this is in the United Kingdom. What is going on here? There we go. Are there any legal self-defense products that I can buy? Hold up. This gets good. Okay. For the American listeners, this gets good. For those in America, saddle up. The Canadians, we're knocking on the door of this. We're not far from it. So don't get all like, this is actually terrifying. For the Americans, this is funny for the Americans. Now, all right. Is there any legal self-defense products that I can buy? Here's the answer. The only fully legal self-defense product at the moment is a rape alarm. These are not expensive and can be bought from most local police stations or supermarkets. Isn't that nice? In the United Kingdom, if you're getting mugged by a group of thugs, the only self-defense that they recommend is a rape whistle. Hopefully, this thing is so piercing to the ears that these gentlemen drop and stop doing what they're doing. But I think their counter defense to that is just wearing earplugs when they go raping and robbing. Boy, oh boy, we are on a sharp decline, aren't we? There are other self-defense products which claim to be legal. Example, non-toxic sprays. However, until a test case is brought before the court, we cannot confirm their legality or endorse them. If you purchase one, you must be aware that if you are stopped by the police and have it in your possession, there's always a possibility that you will be arrested and detained until the product, its contents, and legality can be verified. However, accepting there is a lot of concerns about street crime, we can try to clarify matters a little by putting forward the following points. This is where it gets good, okay? A rape whistle makes sense. It's loud. It's noisy. You can draw attention to the situation that you possibly could be going through, you know. Imagine the most horrific thing happening to you. And you have to remember inside your skull that my whistle is going to save me. Isn't that nice? This is what they recommend. Hey, seven gentlemen have pinned you down in a park and are about to sodomize you unwillingly. And get this. All you have to defend yourself is a whistle. Boy, oh boy. Talk about the government's really caring for you, right? That's really them thinking about you. You know, we don't want you to get hurt. So we recommend walking around with a whistle, you know? Because at any moment, God forbid, hey, a little footy on the pitch might break out. Have your little whistle around, and that way we always have a referee if need. Oh, it's not, that whistle ain't meant for that, mate. What's it for? Oh, just in case you get yourself in a little bit of situation, is it? Interesting. What happens if they hold your arms and you can't get the fucking whistle? Oh, you proper fuck then. All right. However, accepting there is a lot of concern about street crime, we can try to clarify matters by putting forward the following points. You must not, they bolded must not, okay, get a product which is made or adapted to cause injury. Oh, yes, when you're a victim of street crime, the last thing that you want to do is cause any personal injury to those that are causing this harm to you. Possession of such product in public and in private in specific circumstances is against the law. Oh my, isn't that something? There are products which squirt a relatively safe, brightly colored dye. A brightly colored dye. So you get to paint him to death. That's, well, no, not to death. Like, if it gets in this fucking burglar's eye, what if it causes a bit of an irritation? You imagine that? You cause a bit of an irritation to the person that's trying to mug you? You deserve jail time. As opposed to a pepper spray, a properly designed product of this nature used in the way it is intended should not be able to cause injury. However, if injury does occur, this may be assault. Oh my fucking God. We're done, right? This is the start because, you know, what happens in Europe slowly kind of trickles over here, right? Like fashion, not so much music. Their music sucks. You ever listen to like British rap? It's kind of, It's a M to the Z, M to the, you know what I mean? Like, You don't look at them and they're like anything that comes out of the UK. What's good out of there? Exactly. Can't think of anything. Off the top of my head, I cannot think of anything. But their influence in this, like, it always seems that they're like the ones that kind of start this up. We're an intellectual society, mate. You know? And then every now and then you get like a Russell Brand that comes out, a little bit of a renegade to the system, and it shakes it up a bit. But this is too good, right? This is too damn good. Like what they're recommending, as you're getting clubbed over the head with a fucking tire iron, is to paint this person up like the Blue Man Group. But God forbid, don't get the dye in the eye. That's assault, brother. Any products bought from abroad have a greater chance of being illegal. The above advice is given in good faith. You must make your own decision, and this website cannot be held responsible for the consequences of the possession, use, or misuse of any self-defense product. See Q85 for more information on the use of reasonable force. Reasonable force.
Yeah, that reminds me when Hulk Hogan hit me. WrestleMania, brother. Oh, yeah. I came at him with reasonable force. Elizabeth in the corner. He decided to get a little frisky. Sexually assault Elizabeth. So what did I do? I grabbed my little pan of blue and I painted him up and down to make him look like the clown he's meant to be, brother. Oh, yeah.
That's all off the top of the head. Macho Man Randy Savage having to use first world, like, This progressive way of defending himself.
Listen here, brother. Put down the shank. I ain't giving away my wallet.
I'll send her.
I suggest you take a step back. I got the repo sold out. You don't want me to go to my backup weapon. You'll be looking like you smashed drum cans on the stages of Las Vegas, brother. Out there performing for fat, middle-aged women that drug their husbands out for an evening trying to rekindle a love. Down there on the strip, waltzing around, lugging your fat ass, trying to find the Blue Man Group, smashing trash cans to... You know, remixes of old songs, is that what you want? You want everybody thinking that you do that rather than rob people?
Jesus Christ. See, it's even ridiculous that, imagine that. I imagine it's not too far in Canada that's the recommendation, you know? Time for a little ad read. DangerCatShop.com for all the dates that were listed earlier in the show where we are going for a little stand-up tour. That's right, Spite Tour is engaged. Also, if you'd like to get a little merch, DangerCatShop.com, use the code promo code podcast69 for your order and receive 15% off. Isn't that nice? I'm such a nice guy. That's right. All the tickets are available at dangercatshop.com. All dates are listed there. We are touring all over. We are currently planning a trip out east. We will be in Ontario all of April. Keep an eye out for dates being dropped very shortly. Patreon.com/dangercat69 for exclusive content like all of our roast battles that are taking place. The latest episode of Roast Battles is now live. Me and Charles Haycock in the championship round. And also a exclusive episode is waiting for you right now. And if you were an exclusive or a Patreon subscriber, you would get this episode that you're listening to right now, 48 hours earlier. So you would receive this one that you're listening to right now, Tuesday at 3 p.m. opposed to right now. Isn't that nice? Isn't that lovely? And it's a great way to support the show. Anyways, patreon.com/dangercat69. Back to the episode. I believe in Canada, it is equal force. So if someone pulls a gun on you, then you can pull a gun on them. Vice versa. If it's a fist fight, you know, like think, hopefully if they have a knife and you pull, like, and you pull out a samurai sword, I think that you'd get a little more punishment than that. Oh, yeah, yeah. It is. Isn't it rather concerning the planet that we're revolving on? You know, different portions of the world just take care of things differently. And we in the West and in these first world countries like to deem ourselves as these intellects that have this superior knowledge to others of like, let's take the Middle East, for instance, right? When they sit back and pull the tomfoolery that they're doing, those old little pranks that they like to do, you know, like telling women that they're not allowed to read, or, you know, telling them that you better not be out in public without a man escorting you around. You know, we like to sit back and just be like, oh, we do the most, like, the most useless task to try and combat that, right? There's nothing that makes women in North America, guys do this too, cucks do it, you know, most dudes over here could give a flying fuck what's going on over there. We got our own problems going on, but women, bored women, really like to grab a hold of like what's happening over there and try to make it their own problem, right? And if they would just stop what they're doing, instead of just like looking at this as a perfect time to virtue signal how great of a human being they are, know what they should do is send whistles over to the Taliban women, you know, the women that are existing in Afghanistan right now. If they had a whistle, this could all be, you imagine that? Imagine how fucking annoying that would be, walking around all day long and it was just whistles everywhere you went. I imagine that women are getting assaulted more than ever over there with the Taliban in charge. And, you know, there's probably some human rights violations that are taking place over there. So I would say, to combat that, the women of North America should get together, put their money together, right? And then they'll go over to China and get some good old-fashioned child slave labor to produce these small, very concealable and easy-to-use rape whistles that we can then send over to Afghanistan. So these women have the false sense of hope of possibly feeling safe one day. I feel like that's the way to do it. That's how we combat this. That's how we bring the world. We level everything out now instead of, you know, a woman over here running around and making themselves feel good whenever they post being like, if you're having a bad day, just remember women in Afghanistan are getting their clitorises chopped off and fed to a wild pack of pit bulls today. Oh, thanks for brightening my day, Cheryl. Why don't you do something positive? Why don't you send over 15,000 rape whistles so that way they have a possibility of fighting back against those assholes over there? Because that's what we think of when we're in danger. Blow a whistle. You know what? Get them a couple of them old prank pens. Remember the old exploding fucking ink? Remember that? Why don't we send a few of those? That's a, you know, it's more of a, it's not the bomb that they're used to, but it's a start. And we'll spill ink on those fancy little Taliban dresses that they're wearing, right? Because that would be embarrassing, wouldn't it? A big ink spot on your fancy new little dress that you got to wear while you beat the shit out of a female in public with the butt end of an AK-47. That would suck. You don't look good doing that, you know? Fresh dressed, that's what you're gunning for. And then that photo op, and then we get that over here and be like, well, see, we got him. We got one with the ink bomb. Now what's he gonna do? Then all of a sudden his whole reality shifts and he starts thinking like, oh fuck. You see him outside beating a little drum outside the fucking Nan Bread store or whatever the hell kind of stores they got over there. I don't know. The used cell phone store that they sell fucking air cards out of, you know? He's over there, you know, like outside of every hockey game or sporting event, there's always a homeless guy beating the shit out of something that he found in the street, thinking he's making music. There's a guy in Edmonton that does that all the time. He's got about 18 buckets. And you know what? He's not that bad, you know. Hasn't really changed his tune too much, but not that bad. Enough that you throw him a few pieces of change if you have it on you. And just like, hey, at least he's trying, you know, at least he's trying. I'll give it up, an honest effort. But now this guy, because his pan exploded all over him, he's fucking, I'm blue, da-ba-dee, da-ba-da, da-ba-dee. And then the white women of North America, or those that just went to university just a few years too long, can feel good about themselves, you know. It was like, Remember to combat men spreading on a bus? That one girl was like throwing ink on dudes' jeans and shit. You remember that? Well, it's time to up the game, baby. It's time to up the fucking game. Ay, ay, ay. Let's get into the CERB. Let's get into the CERB, all right? I've made my point. About a positive use of rape whistles and exploding ink pens, or whatever the fuck that the United Kingdom government. It hurts me deep inside when I read things like that. I'd imagine that I get the same feeling of like when my mother would open up my report card. You know, it's just like a faint. God, what am I reading? What am I reading? And then like the realization of the words that are being projected into your eyeballs, right into your retinas, and your brain is processing it. And then all of a sudden the thoughts and feelings and emotions are coming out, and you're looking at this and you're like, oh, I imagine that's the same feeling my mother had when she would read my report cards, knowing like this boy does not try. He doesn't have an ounce of give a fuck in him. What am I going to do? What is he going to do? You know what I mean? You ain't going to live here forever. You are not living here forever. You got to get the fuck out at some point. So figure it out. You know what I mean? It's just waves of just shit. What would be the perfect emotion to describe? Just actually, it's very simple. It's just disappointment, isn't it? It's just pure disappointment. You read that and you'll be like, oh, I'm supposed to defend myself from any sort of crime that is happening to me with a whistle in Mama Hack's world. It's like, how the fuck is my son failing band class? And I did. I failed band class. I had the lowest mark in the whole class, which I, at that point, it just became, how low can I get it? You know what I mean? It was like 22%. I think I got it down to like 17. All I got out of it was an attendance mark, I believe. I'd still show up, but I could have gave a fuck to play the trumpet. You know what I mean? Anyways, enough about me. Let's talk about the greatest government ever.
Gay!
All right, the Globe and Mail reports review of billions of COVID-19 wage benefits not worth the effort, CRA head says. Bill Curry out in Ottawa laying it down. The Canadian Revenue Agency Commissioner Bob Hamilton says it's not worth the effort to conduct a full review of more than $15 billion in pandemic wage benefits. The Auditor General has said may have been sent to ineligible recipients. Mr. Hamilton made his comments on Thursday to MPs on the House of Commons Public Accounts Committee, which is looking into Auditor General Carol Hogan's December audit report. That report said the Auditor General found $4.6 billion in overpayments to ineligible recipients. It said an additional $27.4 billion might have been paid out to ineligible people and businesses and should be investigated further. That larger amount includes $15.5 billion for employers that receive the Canada Emergency Wage Subsidy, which was the focus of Thursday's hearings. Well done. Well done. You know what? This is one of those shoulda, woulda, coulda moments. I didn't take CERB during all this, and I should have, you know. Lost in translation. I should have just made shit up. I should have made up like seven different companies and just like took it. Who cares? They were just, this is all like the conspiracy side of me. Just, it all seems like this has all been a part of the plan, right? And I know, why, what fucking plan could that be? To sink the Canadian economy. Why would you, 15 and a half bill, or what, oh, sorry, 27 and a half billion dollars. Had been paid out. $27.5 billion. That's not a small amount of money, especially tax dollars, okay? This was all sent out to help people during the pandemic. And of course, you know, we are greedy individuals these days. We look out for ourselves rather than the community and how to help and uproot and or uplift one another to, you know, make it a perfect little world that we can all live inside and have ourselves a good time while doing it. No. We're all on the rat race. We're all in this new, I don't know how to describe it, this like really focused on being this celebrity, you know, being wealthy. We got 13-year-olds who think they're fucking entrepreneurs. It's just a different time to be alive. Before, grandpa just woke up, and again, I understand that it was a different time, different era back then, but grandpa could wake up, go to his, you know, mediocre job, make enough money, and just be happy. Where now, we're just such a consumeristic and self-fucking, we pat ourselves on the back every time we tie our shoes. It's a weird, weird place that we live in, right? We fantasize about being a celebrity and all this money and Hollywood Hills and fancy cars, the latest fashion. And then something like this happens, $27.5 billion, poof, gone. And now it's on your ass, right? It's on your ass. And the government, whatever, man, we'll let it slide, brother. All that money came back to us anyways, you know? It's slowly trickling back to us anyways. It's like the boomerang, right? They threw the boomerang out. They gave you all this cash, and we're stupid with our money, right? We're fucking dumb with our money. And even in the times that we were in, you know, granted that the state of the world that took place, we couldn't necessarily go out and be ourselves or take part in some of the activities that we, no, it was locked indoors. Online shopping, consume Netflix, just consume entertainment, consume products. Don't go out to the bar. Don't go to the grocery store. Oh, you spent your whole life not knowing how to cook. Oh, we have an alternative for that. That is called skip the dishes. So just keep gorging and filling your fat fucking mouth while you sit on your shitty couch in your shitty apartment, paying your fucking rent, not owning a goddamn thing. While we just shovel money wherever the fuck we want. And you retards aren't going to do jack shit about it. God, they run the perfect fucking scam, don't they? This money is going to flow back into the government somehow, right? Or into their rich friends' pockets, you know. It all comes back to the wealthy. There's a bigger divide between the, you know, upper class and lower class more than ever. You know, purchasing power isn't quite what it used to be. We're seeing it with the inflation of food prices, the inflation of gas prices the past little while. Everything's rising. The production is going down. You go into the grocery store and the produce in there is god awful. Let's be honest with one another. But the prices keep getting jacked up. You know, I went to go buy bell peppers yesterday and they're just fucking rotting on the shelves. And they're like, eat this, you fucking swines. It's like people are just like, All we are is that we're expendable fucking beings to these rich, wealthy cocksuckers. That's what we are. And oh, we're going down. We're going quite down the lane that we didn't intend to here. But that you are expendable. You know, you are expendable. You're a number. It doesn't matter. Your life is meaningless to anybody in that upper tier, that upper echelon, if you will. You know, you're merely just wake up and make me money, consume my shit. That's what it is, and we do. But it's just now the greed is taking over. It's almost grabbing like a different gear that we've never seen before, and it's being shoveled right into our face. You know, it's like entertainment. Ah, yes. And if the wrong entertainment is getting out there, like with now what we're seeing is an internet censorship that's coming down the pipeline here in Canada, which should be interesting because they want to save Canadian sovereignty. That's what they write. The Canadian government wants to implement internet censorship. So that way we save Canadian sovereignty, right? We want Canadians to be seen because it works with the radio, right? It works with the radio. Like I've bitched about this before. The CRTC just ruins careers. You cannot exist outside of Canada once the government props you up and be like, well, actually, blah, blah, blah. How many bands in this country, musicians, artists of all sort, cannot break out into America because the American entertainment industry looks at what's happening here and be like, you're only getting radio play because you have to. You have to play these. It doesn't make it equal, right? It's like diversity hires at this point, you know? It just doesn't make any sense. You would hire the best person for the job, but instead we play these fucking, I don't know, shitty fucking Canadian pop songs that don't make it outside of Canada. Maybe some places in Europe. But these musicians just die. They starve here is what happens. Because the CRTC decides to put their little finger, well, that's Canadian enough for us. Because that's what we want. We want government to control culture here, right? Because they know exactly how you and I think. You know, you and I who go out and do whatever we need to do to make ends meet, but no. And we interact with people and we're in the communities and we're able to, you know, maybe some of us are a little more unseen than others, but still we can interact and be inside of a community. These fucking cocksuckers. Look at a guy like Trudeau. How can a guy like Trudeau come in and say that he is able to protect and create and harness Canadian sovereignty and Canadian culture when the cocksucker can't even walk in the street without being harassed or chased into a building? If he didn't have 18, 19, 20, fuck however many police officers escorting him around, do you think he would have that smug look on his face? No. He'd be like, you know, he'd be like those the younger brother. Once the parents are not in the house, you know what I mean? Hiding from all the older siblings that he torments. That's just how it's going to go. But no, the government has the best knowledge on what Canadian sovereignty is. It's a fucking joke. Oh, don't worry. We're going to make sure that your internet does not change at all. All your social media feeds are going to feed you shitty Canadian content like this that you're listening to right now. When's the last time you turned on CBC and sat there and just enjoyed the bullshit that they make? Lily fucking Singh? Is that the savior? Lily fucking Singh? My God. Canadian television is bad enough. Now, I imagine that there is creators. I shouldn't talk too much shit because the creator is then able to go out and make what he or she or they or them or Z or Zer or Zim Zim Zalabim, you know, can go out and create and it just, you're able to create your own audience now and you're able to break through more than ever with the internet when you don't need the assistance of the Canadian government to do so. But The Canadian government is like that fucking parent that just can't let go of its child to go to way to college. Why don't you go to the college up the street, huh? Then you can live with us while you're... Because I want the college experience, you know? You don't know what I fucking want, right? I want pussy. I want drugs. I want liquor, you know? I want to get my asshole licked in front of the school statue one night while I'm rolling on Molly. You know, I don't want to come walking home and mom's sitting there waiting. Oh, you're a little late. That's what the Canadian. Well, you can't watch that because it's not Canadian enough. I didn't want to watch it. But now here we are just doling along. Oh, Jesus Christ. Jesus fucking Christ. Would you look at that? The trucker convoy's racist. What else can we read here? Oh, the federal government. The federal government, the Canadian Revenue Agency is refusing to look into all the money that's been misplaced during the pandemic and CERB payments. Oh boy, boy, oh boy, we should really be worried about, you know, racism and terrorism attacks that are possibly going to take place here. Oh boy. Yeah, no problem, Trudy. I'll bend over and you can fuck me dry. I don't know what it's entirely like in America, but I imagine, you know, I only get the pleasure of being on the outside looking in where I wish I was existing in America as in a, you know, give me a green card. I'll go down there. I'll fucking stars and bars it up with the fine folks down there. I'm more than happy to go down there and experience America. You know, it looks like a good time. It looks like a good time. Somebody wrongs you. You just start waving around a Glock. Start fucking waving around a Glock up, you know. It won't be long before up here. We'll be on the rape whistle train. So I want to enjoy that. I want to experience that at least once where somebody starts, I can do a little shootout in a Waffle House. We've seen the videos. We see them all up here. Getting to do a little shootout at the Waffle House while trying to enjoy like just a fat stack of pancakes at 3 a.m. Maybe I watch a Royal Rumble in there. I don't have to necessarily be involved with the violence that's taking place inside of that establishment, but I certainly would love to witness it, you know? I haven't seen a good bar brawl in a while. I also don't go out as much, and the venues that I do go to are a little more low-key. I love me a good, like, hotel. You know what no place like home is? Is a shitty hotel bar, right? A shitty hotel bar that the scent, it smells like the 70s. Now, I didn't exist in the 70s, but I have been in homes that have not been renovated in a long time. And that same scent carries over, you know? I'm talking like there's neon bar signs of beer companies in there. The decor is just, it makes me feel at home. There is nothing I love more than a small town shitty hotel bar with a waitress with a smoker's breath who probably like has coughed in about every drink. You know, there's probably a hunk of phlegm in there, but I don't care. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't bother me. That's how you build an immune system, is drinking at a hotel bar in a small town. And There's still carpet on the floor. You know what I mean? Like the tables and chairs are there, and nobody seems to be bothered. That's what I like about small towns. They don't take any of that into consideration. The aesthetic of a place, that it's not what it's about. It's the people inside. That's why I enjoy it. You come to the city and be like, oh, this club has streaming lights and plays EDM. Where you go into a small town hotel bar, one minute you're listening to fucking T-Pain, and then the next song coming up is like Cemetery Gates by Pantera. It's just curveball after curveball. You don't know what you're going to get hit with, and it's beautiful. The people are what make the bar, not the fucking bar that make the people. You know, it's great. That's what I love being on the road the most. That's why, because you end up in establishments like that, and it doesn't matter where you are in the world, right? Especially North America, a small town, shitty hotel bar that possibly has karaoke either one night a week or every night of the week. There's always karaoke. And people love it. They eat it up. Simple living. Ah, man. Brings a tear to my eye. You know? You know what? Is it? No, not time yet. This is what makes me laugh, though, about the CRA. So they won't go after the fucking billions of dollars that have been lost, but even a small donation to the Freedom Convoy after February 15th, so last year at this time, if you donated to the Freedom Convoy, your bank account was frozen. So riddle me fucking this, Batman. Billions of dollars go missing. It's just not worth our effort, but you seem to put all this effort in because Teresa out in Saskatchewan gave $5 to the trucker convoy, but you motherfuckers, even a 20, here we go, the article, even a $20 donation to the Freedom Convoy after February 15th could result in donors' bank accounts being frozen, a Commons committee heard Tuesday. As reports of frozen accounts linked to convoy donations continue to roll in, members of the Commons Finance Committee spent Tuesday afternoon questioning staff from the Canada Revenue Agency and the Departments of Finance and Justice about the controversial emergency measures that allow police to lock bank accounts of those suspected of funding the illegal protests without first obtaining a court order. Oh boy. Oh boy, isn't that odd? Isn't that strange? You cannot donate to something like the trucker convoy because that's bad. You're supporting something very un-Canadian and we cannot have that existing inside of the borders of this country. But if you are a wealthy individual with a corporation that props up any governing bodies, well, why don't you just have a few bucks on us? Why don't you? Huh? Have a few dollars on us. We won't look into it. Don't worry about it. Take as much as you need. These cocksuckers. But the government has my best interest in mind. It has my best interest in mind. When I think of what's going on out there and are they really out there to make sure that I have the best life ever, I just sit back and I think to myself, well, it'd be nuts if I thought the opposite, right? It'd be crazy to think that the government doesn't care about me. It's giving me a free vaccine to save me from the virus. What virus? We don't know. Is there a new one? Possibly. Jesus Christ. I've been saying that a lot lately. I noticed, Jesus Christ. I'm turning into my grandfather. I'm just seeing things that annoy me. And my first reaction is, Jesus Christ. One of these days, I'll have to get him on the podcast and we'll have some fun with that old bugger. Oh, all right. You know what? I'm tired of depressing you. You know, I'm tired of depressing you with all this bad news. All this horrendous shit that's taking place in the world. So I think it's time to lift the spirits up. And that's right. You named it. You guessed it. Time for some hate mail. One of the greatest segments ever brought into the podcasting world where people can write in anonymously. Like it's almost like the dirty.com all over again, but in podcast form where you just send us whatever. And I told you, it's all anonymous. You can write whatever. You can talk shit. I don't care. I'll read it out and I'll deal with the consequences that come with it. You know, it's not up to me to sit here and sift through and like, you know, if people are out wronging one another, saying this want to talk shit about me, your neighbor, some guy on the internet, whatever it may be, get it off your chest. And yes, you know what? The thing about hate mail is it doesn't necessarily need to be hate mail. You can ask a question in there. You can do whatever the fuck you want. I don't care. That's the joy of this. Hate mail is just something to draw the emotion out. And you can send me some hate mail at UncleHack@DangerCats.tv and we will read it on the show. Let's get into our first piece of hate mail, why don't we? Huh? What do you guys say about that?
Yeah, the crowd loves it.
Oh, this one's starting off nice. This shouldn't get me in trouble. Hack, I got to start this off with fuck them turban-wearing fucks. Oh, boy. Stockpiling snow, I'm in a cat. I get out to tell this trucker where to dump, and he comes unglued on me. Called me a motherfucking white bitch boy. Motherfucking white bitch boy. Just had to get that off my chest. It's one thing being insulted, but man, this was new. I got the blue fucking check mark now. Also, your podcast keeps a guy awake on these night shifts. Love the cast, man. You're welcome. Hey, thanks for writing into the show. I'm glad you got that off your chest, you know? Subtle racism is always good. It keeps us honest and true to ourselves, I think, you know? We're trying to suppress all this horse shit, you know? You got all the blue-haired girls out there screaming, yelling, ranting, raving about, you know, words hurt and are conducting violence against groups of people, you know? So I think it's good that you took it upon yourself to not only start saying some shit to that guy that could possibly get you fired or kick the shit out of him. You took it upon yourself to listen, not only be a listener of the show, but to send it into the show. Take notes, people. That's how you do it. That's how you get it off your chest right there. That's how you get it off your chest. And to a lot of people, maybe it is a bit heinous that I do this. But that's the point. Okay, what do we got now? On to our next piece of hate. Every week we're going to do three pieces of hate mail. So if I get backed up, at least in the future, then if it starts overflowing, then you know what? Then we'll do four pieces. But as it sits right now, I'm on pace to just keep a nice steady three a week. If they increase, I'm just saying, if you got some things that you need to get off your chest, get them off your chest. That's what this podcast is for. Share this podcast with your friends too. Jesus Christ, I got to get my listens up. You know, I'm trying to be the next Joe Rogan here, and nobody's sharing this fucking, you know what? I got a little hate mail for you fucking losers out there. You listen to this podcast week after week and you can't share it with your friends? What, they think I'm stupid? Good. That's even better. They think I'm a retard? Even better. That's what it's about. This podcast is, you know, it may be used for different ways. Maybe you listen to this so you can feel better about yourself, you know? It's like when you see a handicapped person in public, you're like, initially you're like, oh, I feel so bad, but I'm glad I'm not that, right? That's you listening and watching this podcast. So share it with your friends, why don't you? I'm guilt tripping, or at least trying. All right. Hey, you big, beautiful fucker. Not sure if this is the right place to send hate mail. Too busy laughing at your podcast to pay attention to the email. Well, you got it right, sir. I just want to thank you for the hilarious shit you go off about every week. I'm a Patreon subscriber and it's fucking worth it. Oh, thank you very much. You see, this is the kind of listener that I'm after right now. All the cheap bastards listening to this shit for free. This guy is a Patreon subscriber. I can't get enough. I'm a logger in BC and we relate with a lot of the shit you talk about with the patch. Anyways, here's my fucking hate mail. I've heard you talk about Dick Frost before and heard you bash on that cunt. Have I? I think maybe on like a live I've chirped him a little bit. That guy is the biggest fucking poster around. Uh-oh. Fuck that cunt. Give us some more ranting about that fuck ugly 4 foot tall goof. Oh my God. Here we go. Anyways, cheers. Hope this makes it to you and maybe on your show. Keep it going, buddy. Fucking A rights, bud. Fucking A rights, bud. D Hurry. Well, D Hurry, thanks for putting that in. And yeah, we'll see. That is funny that you. Well, Dick, if you listen to this, old Dick Frost. You have a hater out there, you 4 foot tall fucking goof. Oh, shit. That's hilarious. Hey, I can't knock him. If you read right there, it says Patreon subscriber. So this guy is graciously giving me a chunk of change every month and listening to an exclusive episode on top of it while getting the early episode, unlike you fucking bastards. Wow. Well, thank you for that, D. Hurry. We're glad that you emailed the show and got that off your chest. It feels good, doesn't it? Do you feel better about yourself that your message is getting out there? And people could possibly take you serious for once. All right, our last piece of hate mail. Thank you. Uncle Hack, I met you in Camrose on January 28th with my father. It was a good dad-son bonding trip, and the show was the funniest shit I've heard in a while. Thank you very much. You're an inspiration to us all young folk out there who's just trying to get a little drunk, get a little pussy, and have a good time. Fucking A. You see, that makes me feel good that the youth, you know, it ain't about the tallest truck, okay? Who's got the nicest truck? Get a little drunk, get a little pussy, and have a good time. Those three things. You put two of those together, a little drunk and a little pussy together, that's a lot of fun. I want to ask you a question, though. What's your opinion on having more than one woman? Bitches be bitches. And I don't see it as being any different than having appetizers at a restaurant. I figured I'd ask the expert. You're a legend, man. Keep on doing what you're doing. Edwin. What's your opinion on having more than one woman? Bitches be bitches. I think you answered your fucking question right there, right immediately after, my friend. Bitches be bitches. And what's my opinion on having more than one woman? Well, I do recall that now this young lad sent a photo of himself, and I do recall who he was. He's a younger gentleman, but I'm not going to out him like that. He just left his name there. So we read what's ever in there. So, this fella is a younger gentleman. And when I was your age, you know what I thought? Yeah, I was ready to conquer the world and nothing could stop me. And I miss that about me. You know, as you get older, you get a little more tired. You talk to anybody over the age of 30 knows what I'm fucking talking about. Once you start knocking at the door on the door of 27 and you're in the situation that I am, most of my friends are married. They have children. You know, they got other activities going on where I go out on the weekend and I tell my stupid fucking, you know, like COVID denial jokes and how short my cock is and blah, 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 blah. And weekend after weekend. And do I love it? Of course I do. I'd imagine that my friends' love for their children is as much as my love is for comedy. So I can relate in a sense like that. But when I was your age, my friend, my idea of the world of like, all I want to do is exactly, I wanted to get a little drunk and get a little pussy. And sometimes I'd get a lot of drunk and get no pussy, or sometimes I wouldn't get drunk at all and get a lot of pussy. You know what I mean? It's all about it's all about the ebbs and flow, my young Padawan. And what's my opinion on having more than one woman? You're a young lad, my friend. You got to make those mistakes. You got to fuck up a little bit, but recognize when you're fucking up. I also think that sheer honesty is a good thing. One of my friends, he is just blunt and to the point when it comes to this. Now, keeping a roster, right now, your generation that's coming up, you all have this fucking idea that somehow you're the greatest living beings. And I'm not saying this pertains to you. I have a feeling like you have a bit of an understanding just off that, you know, the finer things in life. But it seems like, now I'm going off all these stupid fucking interviews like Fresh and Fit and these women that believe that you know, they're the greatest thing ever. And then you got the Andrew Tate boys that think that they need 900 Bugattis and 18 fucking Croatian women sucking their nuts and feeding them grapes every goddamn day. So we're a little off kilter right now. And you want the purity of a woman, but I don't understand the youth. I think that's the issue. I'm having a difficult time myself seeing where you guys come from. And now I'm not even answering the question here. What's your opinion? My opinion on having more than one. That now, if it's disgust, you know, if you want to run around and be a fucking sly dog, that goes for women too. You know, if you want to run around and get cocked down, fucking, by all means, who cares? You know, Who cares? Especially if you're younger. Get it out of your system. My grandma always used to tell me, you know, before she passed away, she'd go, you know, Brendan, you got to sow some wild oats before you settle down. And I think she's right. You got to get out there. You got to get it out of your system. So if you want to have three bitches on the go at one time, and now keep in mind that I'm not the most beautiful man on the world. I'm not the most handsome. I'm not the most charismatic at times, but there was a moment where I was juggling three, and it was fun. It was exciting, but it also was exhausting because I would forget what movie I watched with this one and what conversations, what interests this one had and all this. So it became a lot of work. And I think that was a great exercise, though, for me to help with my memory building in the future. You know what I mean? Because like I said earlier in the show, like I didn't take school very serious. Studying and memorizing all the quotes in these textbooks wasn't up my tree. But then as I got older, I realized like, oh, fuck, those skills would have been useful if I would have, you know, accumulated them in high school. And instead, I'm learning them in my 20s. So now I have to learn the skill of memorization and what goes where, you know what I mean? So I think that it's a skill developing situation that you would be in if you had more than one woman at one time. Now, keep in mind, it could get rather expensive because then you're going on three dates, you're juggling this girl's like wanting to come over on the weekend, but you already booked this one. So you got to be sneaky, you got to be sly, you got to have like backup plan after backup plan. You got to be like a general, you got to treat this like a general, or you could just be open and honest and be like, listen, you can fuck whoever you want to fuck, and I'm going to fuck whoever I want to fuck. That's probably the best avenue because then you're saving yourself all this like sneaking around and all that and just being open and honest, where if you get caught in public and be like, listen, and be a G about it too. You could be a G about it. You can join us if you'd like, you know, get it out there. Maybe you get a threesome out of the deal just by having a sheer amount of confidence. And I think that's what a lot of young men are lacking right now is confidence. Rejection. See, you young guys, you get to learn rejection, where a lot of women don't get to feel rejection. I think it's happening more than ever with because of all this Andrew Tate stuff, because it's like almost, it's a power move to shut down a woman these days, just to be like, nope, I ain't coughing it up. I ain't giving you this dick tonight, you know? So I do think like, you know what? Yeah, get her done. Do it. Run a roster. Build your memory. And it'll pay dividends in the future, you know? Maybe you have a less chance of getting Alzheimer's. And thank you for writing into the show. And thank you for listening to another episode of the Uncle Hack Podcast. And we will see you next week with another episode. Or see you in a little bit if you plan on becoming a Patreon subscriber like the last guy that was just on here. Huh? Fuck yeah, get an extra episode. Anyways, good night, everybody.